Hey, this week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I talk about our adventures to Sheffield's, the Chicago Fire, and then we get ready for a little on-the-road trip for Chicago Beer Pass. All that and more on this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, and it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? It's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. My name is Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And we're back again with full beers and some empty cans around us.
Yeah, man. Sounds like another episode of CBP.
Right. So if you're new to the show, what we do on here is we drink some beer, we talk about drinking, and then we talk about drinking some more. We talk about our past drinking, and we talk about where we'll be drinking this coming week. Yeah. But we're always drinking local beer. Sometimes we dabble a little, maybe 18th Street, Three Floyds, sometimes out in the suburbs, but today we're staying pretty close. We got some Revolution Galaxy Hero.
Yeah, man. Fist up, man. This is Galaxy Hero. This is the one of the beers that they made for the Chicago C2E2.
Right.
Which is a comic expo, I believe, right?
Yeah, the Chicago Comic Entertainment Expo.
Yeah. So Galaxy Hero actually has probably the coolest of the heroes is like because his head's a hop and he's in a spacesuit with the Chicago Star on his chest of his spacesuit. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And this is the first time this beer's been in cans. It's usually been only on draft. I think it might have been in bombers before, but this is the only time like you've been able to pick it up in cans.
Yeah.
And I think they said something like this is pretty limited. This isn't going to be like a all year round beer or anything like that. So.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that Galaxy Hero refers to galaxy hops, right? And then
would make sense, right?
If you compare it to like Anti-Hero, I know the Anti-Hero is like really fun and like tropical hops, and this gives you a little bit of that, but it's a little more dense, a little more earthy.
Yeah,
you know, hop profile, a little bit more bitter,
a little bit more aggressive. Yeah,
yeah, and that too, and it's a little bit, and it's a little bit higher.
Yeah, it's coming in at 7% too, so definitely Revolution's IPAs are pretty big.
Yeah.
They don't mess around, which I haven't been drinking much of lately. I've been gravitating to like the pills and the pale ales, and as the weather's warming up here, it's kind of like, yeah, I want to survive all day. Which I'll get into here in a little bit.
Yeah, but you don't just want to like just hops exploding in your face. You just want to just mellow out.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So this is pretty good. We got six pack. We'll make our way through here. We're sitting up chatting, we've already made it through like almost one beer. So if you're watching the video, you can see us pound these beers very quickly. But should we jump into this past week and what we made it to?
For sure, man.
You want to start it off? Go for it.
I'll go for it, man. What do we do? God, here I am all excited about going for it. Now I'm like tongue-tied. No, all right. So I went to a couple of events this week, man. I went to I went out to Michigan State, Indiana.
Okay.
And every year they do the Blue Chip Casino does an annual brew fest. So the sixth annual brew fest is coming up. So every year what they do is like a little preview event, right? Like they have a steakhouse at the casino. So they'll have 10 brewers come out, and then they'll have the steakhouse pair food with those breweries, right?
Okay.
You know, so just kind of, and then they invite like, you know, some guys to come out and say, hey, this is what we're doing, get excited about the beer fest.
Nice.
Now the beer fest is same day as Dark Lord Day, and they're drawing about 2,500 people to Northwest Indiana to Michigan City, right?
That's not bad. Okay.
Yeah. So this was actually, and what I like about, and we talked about it before, what I like about going out to Indiana is that, yeah, it's just over the border, but there's a lot of breweries over there that don't make it here, you know, and it's not that far if you're looking for like a change of scenery and completely different.
Sun King is over there. We talked about that recently. Yeah. And
so I hung out with the guys from New Oberfalls. So, Dan.
Don't even.
Yeah, so what you know, and the reason I know them is because like they were part of that homebrew circuit, like the Juan Kim events where they were you know, underground beer
the
series.
Original brouhaha?
The original brouhaha, not this ripoff at the Bridgeport Art Center. You know, and Dan was one of those guys that kind of made the leap to pro along with like, you know, Spiteful and Rude Hippo and 18th and all that jazz.
Yeah.
So I hung out with him for a long time and he was showing me a lot of his cans and bottles, and he was saying how you know, a lot of his cans are drawn by the same guy that does like some of the Spifels. Not sorry, I'm Spifel, but Pipeworks.
Pipeworks stuff, okay.
Pipeworks stuff, yeah. So he's got a nice setup going because he's got a lager as his flagship, but then he dabbles in a black IPA, and he's also got a stout as well. And you know who else I saw? I like the Triton guys. Triton are Indiana, Indiana staple. They're in cans. They had a cayenne pepper IPA.
Ooh, interesting.
Which I dug, yeah, because it leans on the side of like vegetable, peppery, you know, flavor.
Not like hot. Like
right. Not like a violently hot. Just kind of tickles with pepper spice, you know. And then I talked to the Central State guys. So okay. Central State is a Brett focused Indianapolis brewery, right?
Hmm.
A Midwest exotic brewery. They would describe themselves.
That's their like tagline or what they're calling.
It's kind of dope.
Exotic,
you know?
Brew. That sounds a little. Risque.
Yeah, right. So they focus on, you know, on Brett beers and sour beers, and you know, they did the collaboration Whiskers with Off Color.
Okay.
Which I took a silver at FOBAB in the you know, for like a wild beer category. Oh, but you know, I was telling him, I'm like, hey man, you know, I dig sours because you know, we're around beer all the time, we drink it all the time. So we kinda like those flavors that aren't really typical, you know, in beer, in the, you know, traditional
beer. You can't have a sour every day, like it's not your go-to beer for most people. Like,
correct.
You have your Galaxy Hero, you have your pale ale, so that like
exactly your pale ales, your lagers, your IPAs, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but dude, why is it that some of these sour beers, you know, because I've had some that kind of remind you of cereal, you know, kind of grainy. I've had some that like smell kind of like, you know, a little off-putting,
okay.
You know, maybe like vomit or a little bit, right?
Okay.
And I'm like, well, what the, you know, why that you guys do all Brett beers? Why does that happen? And he's like, man, you know, the longer you introduce those bacteria to the beer, the higher the percentage that you're going to get these off flavors. So, you know, tasting like cereal or tasting or smelling like, you know, vomit, for lack of a better term, those are off flavors, right? And he's like, hey, we've kind of dialed in our yeast so that we can get maximum impact but not have it exposed to the bacteria as long.
Okay.
You know, he was kind of explaining it along those lines. Yeah. So, I mean, those guys are pretty cool. And, yeah, I was really excited about being out there, man. This place is a William B. Steakhouse. And the guys who run it, they seem to be just enthusiasts of beer.
Yeah.
So they would just go around Northwest Indiana, hit all their favorite breweries, and they were also employees of this hotel. And then, you know, a meeting came up, and they said, hey, let's fucking have a party where we welcome everyone here to have a festival in the parking lot.
I like that. I wish I had, like, a giant space hotel room. Like, let's just have a party. Let's do this.
Right, you know, and then there's a casino there. It's a hotel. And these are old school guys, man. You know, they're rocking, like, you know, the three-piece suits. They got the perfectly coiffed hair.
Okay.
You know, they got the jewelry. You know, they're you know, they talk with their hands, that kind of thing. But they're really into, like, supporting small businesses. So, and that's not something I see all the time. I know that Horseshoe Casino has a fest like this. Mm-hmm. And then these guys. But as far as I know, those are the only two hotels and or casinos that are putting on 2,500 people. That's a lot of folks.
That's a good amount,
Yeah, and it's a good alternative to the Dark Lord Day.
That's
so
pretty good. So you were out there on Saturday or was that Sunday?
No, that was a weeknight.
Oh, that was a weeknight.
Yeah, so that was just like right in the middle of the week.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was pretty good, man. What else did I do? Oh, and Shoreline Brewing is on the way out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
off the train. They're named after the train, right?
They're named after the train. Yeah.
Yeah. Train
line. Yeah. That train starts at Millennium Station right downtown.
Right.
And then it goes out there, right? So, you know, hung out in there. They're Imperial Raspberries in bottles. This is Imperial Raspberry in wine barrels, right?
Okay.
And that's like one of their more popular beers. So I asked them what was the beer they were selling the most of on tap. And she said it was their Scottish ale.
Scottish.
Which was kind of surprising to me. There's a beer called Beltran. Yeah.
Because okay, we dog on Robert the Bruce all the time.
All the time. Yeah. So, you know, and then, you know, you got a lager, you got an IPA, you got a pale. And I'm like, well, what beer are you selling the most of? She's like, oh, easily the Scottish ale.
What?
Which is, you know, that kind of caught me off guard. So, yeah. So I hung out there and pre-gamed a little bit. Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. And then I went to one more spot.
Okay.
I just went to Sheffield's.
Yeah.
You know?
For opening day?
No, not for opening day. I missed opening day. Okay. So I went.
Was that already like a couple weeks ago? Like, I see how much I know. Did that happen this last week?
No. Opening day was last week.
Ooh, all right. I thought so.
Opening day was last week. So I went a few days later because I'm like, hey, you know, I wonder if they've got anything on, mm-hmm. you know, from because they had All Five Sisters on for opening day, and then they had like maybe four or five BCS variants. Goose Island did, right? Let's start there. It used to be the New Holland event, but lo and behold, you know, Goose Island found their way in there now.
Like, here's a little more money. This is our event now.
Yeah, what's it going to take to get all our beers on? Yeah. So, and I ran into Tim Faith, who's a, you know, who's a buddy of mine who used to work at New Holland. And now we're at Goose. And, okay. you know, he saw the transition. He's like, man, it's weird because, the New Holland event was like, you know, like 8 years running at Sheffield's. And now this is the first year that, you know, that's a full Goose event.
That had to suck for New Holland, for Sheffield to be like, yeah, no thanks. We got someone else this time. Like, oh, damn, really?
Yeah, man. Goose is swinging their weight around, man. So they happened to be there. I wasn't going there for that, but I ran into Timmy.
Okay.
And then Brett Porter's there.
And all I'm right, like, random for like the event that happened like 2 days ago. Brett shows up late.
He's right. Like, you know, it's like, you know, it's like a Tuesday night. I'm like, and I love Brett Porter. I'm like, so what's going on here? And apparently, like, they were there to welcome Four Peaks Brewing, which is the eighth brewery that AB acquired.
Okay.
You know, eighth craft brewery that AB acquired.
Is that brand new? That just
happened. That's the one that happened like last week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought there was Devil Backbone.
Oh no, you're right. I'm sorry. This Devil's Backbone.
Oh, this was Four Peaks is the organic brewery
around the holidays. So this is the one before they acquired Devil's Backbone. Okay. You're right. I totally blanked on that. Yeah. Oh, so anyway, so apparently every time they acquire a brewery, you know,
they go to Sheffield's for dinner.
They go to Sheffield's and party. No. No. No,
I was like, what?
No, no, Goose. All right, so to welcome them into the family, like they come to Chicago, and Goose is the receiving brewery. So then Goose shows them around their brewery, and then Goose probably takes them out for drinks at one of their favorite spots.
Okay,
you know, and then, you know, they just kind of like, you know, say, hey, welcome, and they answer any questions they have, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, and I thought that was pretty cool. Like, I didn't know this was a thing. You know. So apparently, you know, I was talking to these guys, and apparently, like, you know, it's Tin Barrel that really had the most questions.
Right.
You know, because I think one of their co-founders like bolted quickly after the sale.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the Devil Backbone people just stepped down like, today just step down? Yeah. As we're recording this. So
when your brewery gets sold, you know, you have some concerns. You know, you want to know what it was like. And then Goose being the first one that happened to, they all come out, meet with Goose Island, and then, you know, and then party.
Okay.
Yeah, and I just happened to be there for that. Like, that wasn't intentional.
Oh, that's cool.
That was pretty cool. I did learn a few things about what's going on at Goose. Apparently, their brewery's been closed for like a month and a half, the Fulton.
Really?
Production facility, yeah. So if you go there now, all they have on tap is like, you know, Four Star and Green Line and IPA. You know, basically all the stuff that they moved off-site.
Right.
Because they went through like some serious like overhaul.
Like, what do you mean, like equipment?
Or yeah, like they did some updates to the equipment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, you know, we were just talking and hanging out. We were talking about the Toronto location. And, you know, because Goose is, I think Goose has an eye on world dominance. So they're starting in Toronto and then possibly Toronto this summer and then possibly a Singapore location next summer.
Then I bet we see a London or England pub soon.
Yeah, so...
China's probably on this docket, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, you know, it's a huge market, you know. There's right. a lot of people.
There's a lot of people in China.
A lot of people in China. Yeah, it was interesting to catch up with him. They were talking about playing with a beer that infused electrolytes in the 312. So, you know, what? Yeah. So
salt? Put salt. Electrolytes are salt.
Electrolytes are salt?
Yeah.
All right. Is that it? That's just salt? I don't know.
I think it's really just salt.
So they were just kind of saying that, you know, hey, 312. Well, you know how like Goose is like a fixture at all these marathons, right? Like all these outdoor events, mm-hmm. right? And you know, one of the coolest picture at the Clybourne Pub is, you know, there's this lady on the wall with her little participatory trophy and a flag over her, and she just finished this race, and she's got this smile from ear to ear, and she's got this, you know, she's got a cup of beer in her hand.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what they all do, you know. So they're saying, hey, let's look at maybe fusing these two worlds a little bit, you know. So
salt. They want to put salt in their beer.
I love how you just like reduced it to just be salt.
That's like, what electrolytes is. It's like basically
I believe you. I believe you. Yeah. This is you know, I'm not a scientist, man. I've said that before. So I'm not sure what the fuck they mean by electrolytes, but it sounds like they're adding salt to 312. That's
all right.
That's what it sounds.
So basically,
like.
Margarita 312, right?
Oh man,
Limeritas.
Are you kidding me?
312 Ritas. 3-1 Ritas.
I'll give this. I'll give this three.
Twos?
I'll give Rita 312 would be good. I'm down to give this 312 a solid chance, but let's be honest. After like one or two of those, you just want to move straight to the margarita version of the 312. So I'm ready for that.
Okay.
You know, I'm ready for that. But yeah,
that's a pretty solid weekend there for you.
Yeah. Oh, and they were saying like, you know, while the brewery was under renovations, right?
Yeah.
That a lot of the brewers spent that time going to the other breweries that had been acquired.
Oh, okay. Just kind of checking them out and answering questions and things like that.
Yeah, for sure. And maybe just, you know, just getting a scoop on what they're doing, that kind of thing. So
nice. They were in the salt mines.
And and you know, researching salt for the.
So I made it over to a Chicago Fire game.
Yeah,
but
the local soccer team, MLS.
Yeah. But before this, we were taking the bus out there. It picked us up at Sheffield's. Was going to be the spot, and we need beer for the bus, of course. Like, how? And
it's a long ride.
My thought was, I don't want to pick up a 6-pack, and then we have to like, oh, maybe there's 4 of us. Like, oh, there's one extra. Like, we have a couple 6-packs, and like, oh, they're getting warm. I'm like, let's go to Corridor and get some crawlers. We'll all have a crawler.
Which is a really good option that you don't think about right away if you're near that area, like Sheffield's, Wrigley.
So this
Corridor's is a great option.
32 ounces. It's a half growler. Yeah. There's a crawler. And this worked out perfectly. I picked up 4 of them, all of us. They were $10 each.
How does it work with the crawler? Do you just like, you look at the board, you pick a beer, and then they
fill it up.
And they can it for you.
Yeah. So I went 2 pails and 2 pilsners. Mm-hmm. Knowing that this was like 1 p.m. like we had until we were going until we got back around 8 and probably go out for dinner after that. So it was a long day. So we got to keep it try to keep it under 7%.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah. I hear that.
So that worked out well.
We're not young.
No, not too young. Yeah.
We got to space it out a little bit.
Yeah, I was really young, I would have got 2 crawlers for myself. But it's just going to be warm. Like the last little bit on the bus ride, we're like getting off the bus because it was like the perfect time frame as you're finishing up this giant can. Like,
yeah.
I'm getting off the bus. That little bit was kind of like, yeah, this is a little warm.
I hear that. What made you go out to the ballpark that you hadn't been before?
I went once for small bar division, had like a friends and family day. And
okay.
We all took the bus out there. So this is my second time at the Chicago Fire game. Buddy, a huge soccer fan, so he was like, hey, I'm going to get tickets. Anyone want to go? They just pick you up, and they pick you back. Like, this is, all right, sure.
Like, yeah, let's roll.
Yeah, so it's not too expensive, like about $20.
Yeah.
For a ticket and a bus ride. Like, that's sweet. So, yeah, that was a solid afternoon. And then at the Chicago Fire game, they had Goose Island pills, the 4-star pills.
Oh, the 4-star pills. Mm-hmm. All right. Which they got in Tall Boys now.
Yeah, so we were drinking on draft.
Yeah.
So we're getting cups of that for $10 each, I think. So go from a crawler for $10 to a 12-ounce 4-star pills for $10.
I think you're gonna see a lot of 4-star pills being smashed around the city this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was a good afternoon. I think we had a 2 or 3 beers there, and just lots of yelling because we're in the general admission where the band is, and lots of like you don't sit down. You just
wait. So they got a band? What are you talking about?
Yeah, they have like a band, and really? Then they have like dudes chanting. Oh, man. And so you're just like yelling these chants, like they're not hard, so you pick them up within seconds about like Chicago Fire being the best, and then they lost. I was told if they win, the bus stops and gets beer.
Really?
But if they lose, nothing. We go back home.
So you had to just go back home?
Yeah. All right. So that was tough.
At least you had your corridor fun.
Yeah. Pre-game. So we didn't have any beer for the ride home. That was the only downside here.
Yeah.
I don't know how you fix that if on the way there you also have a little cooler that you keep under a seat and then you get off the bus.
Yeah, or some pony bottles of whiskey or something.
Yeah, maybe just do whiskey.
Just hit somebody up for like a little cup with a couple cubes of ice in it.
Right, yeah. But when we were in the parking lot, there is an old ambulance.
Yeah.
It's like a Chicago Fire ambulance.
Uh-huh.
And they have Corona Light on tap.
There you go.
And they're like $10 all you can drink.
Oh, man.
So I feel like that's a good deal if you get there early enough.
Yeah.
It's like, sweet, $10. But it's like, I can go for like one Corona Light.
And then you're probably tapping out after
that.
Yeah,
like, I gotta get to this game, man.
You're like, thanks for the Corona.
Mm-hmm. But I think they have, like, a beer bong you can do that I'm told is, like, pretty dirty and not that clean, and the lines, yeah. So, we passed on this.
They are partying way too hard down at Toyota Park. I think that's what it's called, right?
Right, it is. Yeah. But that was a fun afternoon, then came back, went to headquarters and DMK for some food, so.
For sure.
Yeah, solid day of drinking. That was when you travel and drink, that's a lot going on.
Don't I know it.
That's all we did this past week in this great city of Chicago. There's all these places to drink and go to and just have fun at. So should we get into this coming week and what's on the calendar?
Yeah, let's see what's going on here, man. Let's see. You want to start at how does Wednesday work for you? Wednesday, 4:20.
Sounds good, 4:20.
Shout out to Lagunitas.
There's going to be lots of Lagunitas events.
There's going to be a ton of Lagunitas events around town. I know they're for sure doing the skunk bus, right? You can totally look that up. It's just going to make random stops, and it's a school bus. You can hop on it anywhere you want.
Yeah.
Reddy's Rock Bar is going to be a spot, and there's going to be like three or four other spots, and then it'll find its way back to the brewery for sure. And, you know, those guys, you know, they do what they do.
Right.
You know. Yeah, that's on Wednesday, 4:20. Also on 4:20 is the main event. So at Clark Street Ale House, Lobster, the Happy Truck, the Happy Lobster, which is a local Chicago lobster truck that flies in their lobster and they bake their bread here daily.
Okay.
And then there's also Allagash, which is a northeastern brewery. They're getting together to have an event at Clark Street Ale House.
Oh, okay, what time is that at?
This is going to be at 4:20 at 6 p.m.
At 6 p.m.?
Yeah, okay. So Clark Street Ale House doesn't typically have food, but the lobster truck will be there for lobster, and then Allagash is going to have three of their beers there, you know, like Curio, and then the White, obviously, and then like one other beer.
Do they have lobster going till they run out?
Yeah, they're going to, and you know, I've been to this truck. The lobster grilled cheese on the Happy Lobster is top flight.
Okay.
Cool. I've had it at Emporium a few times.
We may be in the area tomorrow, so I might check that out.
Yeah. I don't get down there as much as I should, but I like that space.
I haven't been to Clark's Ale House in a long time.
Long time. Maybe like once a year.
Mm-hmm. It used to be the only spot to get craft beer in the River North area.
Isn't that wild?
That was the only spot you could even think about going to.
Yeah.
Like, if you're like, let's go grab a beer. Oh,
where are we going?
There's this shitty Irish bar that you can get Guinness and some Harp and Miller Lite. Or there's Clark Street Ale House. That's it.
Clark Street Ale House, I would say, is one of those spaces that has been waving the flag for these beers before it was cool.
Yeah. All right. I might check that out after we do our thing down in River North.
Yeah, man. We're
Should we tease it here? So we're gonna do a little Chicago Beer Pass on the road. We're going to test this out, see what this sounds like, if it works.
Yeah.
We're going to do a little bar crawl.
For sure. Yeah, I think we got River North eyed as a neighborhood, and some of these cool bars that we've been hearing about, we're going to hit them up, talk to people, drink a little bit, and then just like enroll.
Yeah.
You know.
So probably like 30 minutes at each spot. We'll probably do like a little intro going into this place.
Yeah.
Sit down there, talk about the beer we're drinking.
Yeah.
Maybe try to grab someone and find out why they like the spot.
Like, hey, come here. Just like, hey, come pull, here, come, just pull a shirt.
Come
like,
talk to me.
I get got, over here. Yeah. Don't worry about what it's about.
Yeah.
Get over here.
So we're going to be doing that. So look for that like as a bonus Chicago Beer Pass episode.
Yeah. Mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, and hit the road.
Mm-hmm. And if you like it and it sounds good, we'll do more of them.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So that's all I got for Wednesday, 420.
Okay.
All right.
Thursday I saw at Villains is Meet Jester King.
The new and improved Villains.
Yes.
Yeah.
Across from the old Villains.
Yeah, right across.
I've been there, had dinner there once. Their burger's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can go there and meet Jester King. They're rolling in for, like, basically, like, they do these, like, drops, kind of. Like,
yeah.
Just, like, we're rolling into town. Like, we love Chicago. Come meet us. Try these new beers.
Yeah, for sure. And then, you know, they're sneaky about it. And then, like, not sneaky about it like that, but no, but like if you go to what's Christine's place where they do the Cantillon Day every year, the Zwanza Day, Westlake View Liquors, they always have Jester King there. And then a lot of people don't know that that Ron is like, he's got Chicago roots.
Okay.
So they do a lot of cool stuff there. Yeah, they're doing, Jester King is in town for sure, man. That's Wednesday as
that's
well?
That's Thursday.
That's Thursday. And also Thursday, Maplewood Brewing Night up at Northtown Cafe. So Maplewood is a brewery and distillery.
Yeah.
So this will be a chance. You know, Chicago's busting at the seams, man. We're approaching 40 breweries just in the city. So if you want to, like, we've had Charlatan Pale Ale on the show.
Right.
And if you want to, like, find out about, like, one brewery in particular, you know, this would be a good night for that. They got 6 beers. They're going to have cocktails with their spirits as well. That's going to be up at Northtown Cafe.
40 breweries, huh?
Dude, it's rolling, man. I think it's like 37, 38.
Yeah, so if you thought about that, you could do something like every week having a new Chicago beer. Like by the time you got to the 40, there would already be probably like another 12 to hit that 52 weeks for you.
Yeah, we're about at the point where you could hit a brewery every week and not hit the same brewery.
What?
It's wild.
Crazy.
Chicago.
Yeah, just in Chicago. It's not even that big.
It's not even including the burbs.
Yeah.
it's insane, man. Yeah, so that's Thursday. And then Friday, Jester King's going to be in town all week. So they also did a beer with the Local Option, with the collaboration with Local Option. It's called, I've got it right here. It's called Dampf. It's called the Dampf beer.
Dampf.
Dampf beer.
Okay.
So Dampf just equals steam beer. So basically it's a Bavarian steam ale, a Bavarian farmhouse steam ale, right? Okay. So what they did was they got the cool ship, you know, and then they were down in Jester King. They had some of the microorganisms that are just there already, kind of ferment the beer a little bit, and then they took it from the cool ship, put it in like traditional tanks with like hops.
Yeah, so the cool ship is basically like it's a flatbed truck.
It's basically like a flatbed, you know, box. Right. And, you know, you just let your beer sit in the box and it ferments with whatever is in the environment that the box is in.
Bird might poop in it.
You know, there might be spiders on the wall.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know.
No,
you know. Yeah. So they take it like for sure for like a night. And then after that, they transfer it to like proper traditional like fermentation.
It's cool. It should be nighttime. A little,
a little
cooler, a little wetter. Like because the heat with beer, you know, that's just bad. So like, I think the sunlight, it's bad. So having that nighttime kind of attitude.
Yeah, and it's like, so they've got at Local Option, you know, Local Option has like 6 or 7 of their own beers on tap whenever you go there. And then for this event, the guys from Jester King are going to be there. And then also they've got collaborations. Apparently Jester King's been busy, man. They're going to have collabs with 18th Street, Side Project, Off Color. All on draft there. And then 14 Jester King bottles are going to be for sale there. And that doesn't include the taps, which are always ridiculous at Local Option.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
man, Jester King doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Especially here. I wonder how they are in other markets.
Yeah, right?
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So that's Friday. That's actually all I've got for Friday the 22nd.
All right. Yeah, I didn't see anything either about moving into the weekend.
Dude, this beer's really good. I'm just going to reload
it. Yeah, Galaxy Hero. Grab another one. We're going to make it through this 6-pack here.
All right, so Saturday is a couple of events out of state. So we'll start with the Valpo Beer Rally.
Okay.
So cheers to Brewfest beer partners. I had lunch with Kurt Foreman today.
Oh yeah, Kurt. Yeah. Kurt's an awesome guy.
Yeah, I like Kurt, man. And then you know, he's he does the well, I saw the episode on the podcast, but he does this event up at the zoo up in Racine. Up in Racine every year. And now he's kind of expanded his empire. He's got like, you know, 7 or 8 festivals, right? And this is one of them. It's a Valpo Beer Rally. It'll be from 5 to 8 in Valparaiso, Indiana. They're going to spotlight 4 Valpo breweries and have 2 guest breweries.
Oh, very cool.
It's a $40 ticket, and it's right over the border.
Kurt, you got to come on, talk about these events, let us know what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, there's going to be like, you know, South Suburban events and South Loop events. And then there's a boat series that Kurt's a part of. And we'd love to have him come on the show for sure. Yeah. So Saturday is Valpo Beer Rally. Also on 4/23 is the Dairy State Cheese and Beer Fest up in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's going to be from 1 to 5. So
cheese, that's a smelly event.
Oh, that's going to be rough. And then, but then the cool part, you know, like, you know, similar to Indiana, like if you go to Wisconsin, there's a lot of breweries up there that you can only get up there. And then, you know, that combined with a lot of cheese that you probably won't find around here, you know, kind of makes it for, you know, a nice little trek, pilgrimage up to, across the Cheddar Curtain there.
Cheddar Curtain, is that a thing? Did you just make that up?
Yeah, that's what they're calling That's what they're calling it, man. That's from 1 to 5 up in Kenosha.
All right, very cool.
So, and you know, we highlight a lot of these events because, you know, I know, like, you know, if you're city dwellers, you know, sometimes you just want to leave Chicago, not go too far, you know, but you go an hour, 90 minutes in each direction, you'll find a completely different experience. So I think that's right. Why we highlight these events.
It's a good, like, day trip kind of thing going on.
Yeah, for sure.
Nice. So that's a... Saturday, anything else on Saturday or what about Sunday?
That's all I got, Sunday or Saturday.
Okay. Yeah. Next week, I know on the 27th over at Side Door.
Yeah.
Is the Against the Grain beer dinner. So we went to one almost probably a year and a half ago.
A year and a half ago. And we were able to go upstairs into the haunted dining area. And we enjoyed some beers from, you know, the really cool sour producer out in Indiana, Upland.
Yeah, so we may be there on our beer crawl tomorrow again. But check that out Wednesday. I think tickets are still available for Against the Grain.
Yeah, for sure. That's that's actually like a 5-course dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bo and Luke, which is their Imperial Stout, is going to be there. And that's about $85. I'd say if you're looking for something, you know, out of the norm to do, you know, make your way down to this space, which used to be someone's mansion that is now like a steakhouse.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That has been, you know, dedicated some of their space to a gastropub, and they're doing a fucking 5-course beer dinner. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that's it on the calendar right now.
Yeah. One more. Next week, Monday.
Monday,
the 25th. Oh. Bangers and Lace is doing a pop-up dinner at Temperance up in Evanston.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah, so this is the Wild Game Barbecue dinner. So it's a $60 ticket, and they'll do quail, venison, they'll do wild boar, cheddar wurst, they'll have dessert. It's like 4 courses, and they'll do it all up in Evanston at the brewery there, which is a brew we featured on the show. We went up there.
Yeah.
I think that was our first time on the road.
That was our first time on the road. And the Bangers and Lace recently opened in Evanston, too. So.
Oh,
didn't know. Or is about to, will be.
Didn't know that.
Good week for if you're looking to drink in Chicago. Weather's warming up, so get out there, grab some beer. Before we get out of here, any beer news?
Little bit of beer news.
All right.
We'll start with the good folks at Hop Leaf.
Yeah.
So they have a collaboration every year with Perennial. They call it Hopfin Tea. So it started as just a beer just for the Hop Leaf, you know, to have on tap there. But now they package it, and now they sell it all around town.
Oh, cool.
So Hopfin Tea is a Berliner Weiss with a tropical tea added to it.
Nice.
Yeah, so that beer is going to be released this week. It's actually being released today, so if you make it over to Hop Leaf, you'll see it there. Yeah. Bourbon County Stout on Nitro. We'll make an appearance probably all throughout Chicago, knowing those guys, during Chicago Craft Beer Week.
Well, speaking of that, that's coming up soon, so check out the website, ChicagoCraftBeerWeek.com. chicagoreport.com.
Yeah, you're talking like maybe the second week in May?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like about a month away from Chicago Craft Beer Week. Jeez. Barely survived that week.
God help us all. It's about to get serious around here. And finally, man, I hung out with the Lagunitas guys, man. And, you know, Lagunitas, they sold half their company to Heineken.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know that Heineken is a family-owned company. They're in, like, the fifth generation of ownership over at Heineken. But no, I was talking to a guy, like, you know, one of the sales reps over there, and he was telling me that 5 years ago they had 20 sales reps, right?
Okay.
And now today they have 170 sales reps. You know, and then, you know, what I like about Lagunitas is that, you know, they take initiative to, like, you know, they have their own kegs. You know, they don't wait for a distributor to kind of like, hey, go sell Lagunitas. Like, they show up at the distributor's door and then say, hey, these are our training manuals and this is our training meeting we want to have with you. Okay. This is how you sell our beer. Like, they're not fucking around.
Wow. You know? Okay.
So I was talking to the guys and they were saying, hey, you know, the reason they sold half the company is because they want to make it a worldwide brewery. And, you know, Amsterdam, obviously, because that's where Heineken is. But then also Mexico, because Mexico is, one of their largest countries, you know, to sell beer. Uh-huh. And apparently it's really hard to sell beer in Mexico. Like, you and I just can't show up and say, hey, you know, we got a brewery. Let's start selling beer. You know, because they're like, they're really entrenched into their branding.
Oh, really?
Down okay. there. So they sold half the company to Heineken so that they could have international footprint, essentially.
Interesting.
Right? Okay. So Amsterdam's going to be first. Mexico's going to be second. And then my question was, well, what's going to happen? Like, where is all this beer being made? You know, you just, and they're like, no, we're, you know, Chicago. The original location is maxed out. Chicago is not maxed out. They got a...
That place is huge. They got room.
Yeah, they got room. They got room for like almost like 80 of these mm-hmm. fermenters. Their fermenters are 750 barrels.
Dude,
it's a ridiculous space. Yeah, and then they're doing twin 750 barrel brew houses in the LA facility.
Okay.
And it's just south of LA in some town, you know, right outside of Los Angeles. No. Way. It's the third one.
A third one. Oh.
They're doing the third one. Yeah.
And that's just for Mexico.
That's what it sounds Ooh. Like. Yeah. So it sounds like you know. Of the two that are up and running, Lagunitas Breweries, and then this third one, that'll be all the space they need to, you know, take over the world, just like Goose is trying to do, apparently, okay. right?
They're just trying to fight Goose, yeah.
So, yeah.
They keep celebrating these 420 days, they're going to forget where their breweries are.
And you're going to be like, oh, man.
We're in L.A. Or,
man. What are we doing, man? No. But, yeah. I mean, but in 5 years, to go from 20 sales reps to 170.
Yeah.
And you know, they have a unique ability to like, you know, they were saying like, you know, like Walgreens is a really big focus area for them. Or like, you know, some of these places where, you know, like the VFW, right? Shit like that, where like you go to a place and they freeze the glass and they're still selling, you know, old style on tap. Like Lagunitas has a chance to go kick in the door at those places.
Yeah.
And craft beer can follow. Mm-hmm. So they're in a unique space where they have a ton of fresh beer.
My dad likes the frosted glasses. I haven't really haven't broke it to him yet. Yeah. That he probably shouldn't do that, but
yeah.
That's fine. That's his thing.
Step one is, you know, freeze the glass and put a little something in it.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
See? And then step two is, Dad,
you don't need to do that.
There you go. So
I don't know where you're gonna store your glasses because you're just using your fridge as a cupboard.
Right.
But that's fine. But all right.
But yeah, that's it for news, man.
All right. Well, pretty solid week. Want to mention again, like, get ready for this extra episode. It probably will come up a couple days later with no video. We won't do video. We'll just kind of do. I'm not gonna run around with a camera.
You got me excited. Oh yeah.
Okay. We need somebody like. Following us with a camera, like documenting our.
That's true.
That'd be kind of funny.
We need to go to
next step.
Yeah.
We'll do a Chicago day, I don't know, video drinking, or I don't know what we call it. But we're going to try this first. We're going to see how it goes, if it's even a thing. And if you guys like it, it's kind of spotlighting these places even more. So get ready for that coming before the next episode. There'll be this one or that one.
Okay.
But Nick, where can people find you when you're not here? And not at a beer fest.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter, at Bira, at Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. Definitely been tweeting more there, sharing things as well. But the Facebook page is probably our best place to, like, see kind of what's happening, get a lot of photos because we, like, dump photos there.
Yeah, for sure.
That's /Chicago Beer Pass. And then the website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. Links to iTunes, leave us a review. Love seeing those. And yeah, we're going to, we got one more can of Galaxy Hero.
Shoot it, bro.
We're going to get out of here.
Skull it, bro.
Thanks for watching, listening. Take it.
Cheers.